Thank you all again. So
thanks a lot.
The Mill Run Dulcimer Band. Thank you all very much. That was beautiful. They, as well as our other performers, as I mentioned earlier, all have recordings, which you might have seen downstairs. The Augusta store is going to be open after the concert. So if you'd like to hang around, there also will be jam sessions throughout the building. A lot of the performers and the Augusta students and some of the rest of us will just be sitting around picking for a good while after the concert. So I hope you all have time to sit around and enjoy some of this music after the concert is over with. We're getting ready to bring our last act on here. But actually, this is not the end of the Dulcimer Festival weekend. Tomorrow morning, starting at 10 a.m. right here in the Hermanson Campus Center, there will be a gospel sing and a tune swap and a continental breakfast right up here in this lobby area, kind of over by the fireplace area here in the Hermanson Campus Center. You're all welcome to join us. One thing I need to warn you about, though, you cannot park back here in the lower parking lot where we actually usually request you to park, but they're having a bike race, I guess, tomorrow, and we won't have access to this parking lot. So if you want to join us tomorrow morning for the Sunday morning activities, you're welcome to park over in front of the chapel, between the chapel and the Science Center. So come in by the gatehouse and pull into that parking area, and you're welcome to come and join us. Now, how many of you took part in the ramp activities today? Oh, yeah. Now, many of you probably wonder what ramps have to do with dulcimers. You were wondering that, weren't you? Yes, I was wondering it myself. But I did a little research, and I realized, actually, ramps have a great history with traditional music and actually played a pivotal role in the history of country music. One of country music's biggest founding fathers, named Jimmie Rodgers, actually recorded, or actually performed one of his songs originally about ramps. Now, if I only had a really cool guitar, I could give you a little taste of it here. Oh, there's one now. Thank you, Betsy. Just to clear up any questions you might have had, what ramps have to do with music. When it's ramp picking time in West Virginia, apple picking time in Tennessee, cotton picking time in Mississippi, everybody picks on me. When it's roundup time in Texas, the cowboys make whoopee. When it's ramp picking time in West Virginia, well, it's gal picking time to me. Bluegrass down in Kentucky, Virginia's where they do the swing, Carolina, I'm a-coming to you in the spring, Arkansas, I hear you calling, I know I'll see you soon, cause that's where we'll do a little picking and eating ramps underneath the Ozark moon. Oodle-ay, oodle-ay, oh, oodle-ay. When the hard times overtake you, I hope they don't get me, cause I've got a little sweetie waiting, holding me down in Tennessee. Now I know I'm going to see her, I hope it won't be long, cause that's where we'll pick a little cabin and call it our mountain home. Oodle-ay, oodle-ay, oodle-ay. When the cotton pickers pick the cotton, I'll pick a wedding ring. Now we'll go to town and pick a little gown for the wedding in the spring. Well, I hope that preacher knows his business. I know he can't
me. 'Cause when it's ramp picking time in West Virginia, well, it's gal picking time to me.
Thank you. Little known facts in the history of country music. Well, we're ready to bring out our last act, and it's appropriate that this woman is going to put the exclamation point on our wonderful dulcimer concert here this evening. Maddie has been involved with Augusta for many, many years. I believe she started coming here as an instructor in 1980. She teaches and plays and performs both the mountain dulcimer and the hammer dulcimer. And this year she was also the Dulcimer Week coordinator, which means that she's been working for months, calling all the instructors, working with our office staff to make sure everything's run smoothly. And from what I've heard, things ran smoothly. She did a great job. She's a pleasure to work with and a great performer. Let's make her welcome. This is Maddie McNeil.
Oh, thank you very much. This instrument I haven't had in my hands very much this week. Mainly had hammers in my hands. And some of you, I'm just meeting you tonight, but I'd like for you to sing a song with me to begin with. This is a Kentucky play party song called Going to Boston. And your part goes, won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Early in the morning. Now you know what I sing like, and you know I like things pitched rather high, I guess. But would you sing it with me? Let's try it. Won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Early in the morning. All right, that's almost good. Almost good. Just a little bit more volume will make it just fine. So one more time and then we'll start the song. Won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Early in the morning. Boston, with my girls, I'm going to Boston early in the morning. Won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Won't we look pretty in the ballroom early in the morning? Saddle up, girls, we'll go with them. Saddle up, girls, we'll go with them. Saddle up, girls, we'll go with them early in the morning. Won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Rights and lefts will make it all better. Rights and lefts will make it all better. Rights and lefts will make it all better. Early in the morning. Won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Early in the morning. Ballroom, won't we look pretty in the ballroom? Early pretty in the bottom. I look pretty in the bottom. And I am the morning. Thank you. Last Sunday, driving down Route 55 from Strasburg, Virginia, through the beautiful, mainly West Virginia, countryside. I got to West Virginia after about 20 miles on the road, and seeing the hills and the mountains, that's always a special part of coming to Augusta, too. So this song reminds me of the hills of West Virginia and the times of going picking berries during the summer. But this particular song was written about North Carolina in a close spot very close to Asheville, North Carolina, off the Blue Ridge Parkway called Craggy Knob. The song was written by Robert Bruce Cumming. Long afternoon, I spent on the hill. If the sun had not set that day, I'd be dreaming this still. All alone up on Craggy Knob, surrounded by stars. Just me and the bumblebees and the crows going down. Huckleberries for pie and jam. Craggy Knob is a place to be. Get the feeling I know who I am. Get to thinking I'm free. Leave grandfather's house and go up the path through the woods. See the meadow and then I go. That the picking is good. Take along an old gallon jug, sing an old mountain song. Fill the jug if it takes all day, doesn't matter how long. Huckleberries for pie and jam. Craggy Knob is a place to be. Get the feeling I know. Get to thinking I'm free. Life enough it would be, but the sun sets in low, gotta go, getting too dark to see. All alone up on Craggy Knob, surrounded by sky, just me and the bumblebees, and the night drawing dark. Huckleberries for pie and jam. Craggy Knob is a place to be. Get the feeling I know who I am. Get to thinking I'm free. Thank you very much. Thank you. One day an elephant walking down the road comes upon a hummingbird. The hummingbird is lying in the middle of the road with its legs and feet pointed toward the sky. And the elephant stops and says to the hummingbird, what are you doing? The hummingbird said, I understand the sky is going to fall today, so I want to do all I can do to help out. And the elephant laughs and says, you, a hummingbird, is going to hold up the sky by yourself? And the hummingbird said, well, if this is what I can do, then this is what I must do. And sometimes I know when we're working for peace through our music and everything we have, and sometimes it feels as though we're trying to hold up the sky with hummingbird feet. But if what we can do sometimes is to sing how we mourn, then we must sing.
Bye, Luli.
Thank you very much. It's a combination of tunes. The first one is traditional Scottish, and it's called Ye Bonny Bonny Broom. The second is The Blackberry Blossom. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, it's been a good week. It really has, and it seems like last Sunday evening was just a couple of days ago, or maybe five or six or seven or so. I hope that all of you who have been here throughout the week have had a wonderful time. If this is the first time you've been to Augusta, as John said, I've been here many years, and it feels like home to me. So a few minutes ago, about 10 or 15 minutes ago, I was sitting in the back and wondering about the last song I wanted to sing, and I had two that kept running around in my mind, and I guess we've reached that moment. So I want to sing one more, and I think I'm going to sing the song that's just like home. I've been singing it for most of my life, in one form or another. So I'll end tonight with Over the Rainbow. Mm-hmm. There's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dream that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you